That means giving of yourself also. Because we have to, that's the hardest thing. That's the hardest thing for us to do is to give of ourselves and to trust somebody else. And, you know, I learned a lot with Dad, the trust issue, you know, whenever say, Dad, you just have to trust us, you know. And he knew that we wouldn't do nothing to hurt him, but still that trust issue in the back of your head, you know. And that's the thing. Is we gotta trust God. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, is why we don't give up and why we need to continue to fight. You know, I'll pray and then I'll get started. Father, I thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Father, I thank you that you have anointed me to bring forth the good news. Father, I pray a special blessing over each and every one here. I thank you for the good soil that is in each and everyone's heart here. Father, and I thank you that your word that is seed goes down into that soil and it takes root, Father, and it produces a harvest of faith, Father. And I thank you that your word says all things are possible to those who believe. And I thank you that this is a body of believers in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, now, what I'm going to talk about is why we don't give up and why we continue to fight. And it's not just about the election deal that's going on, because you can look at that, what's going on in the election deal, and you can see there nothing happens in the natural that doesn't happen in the spiritual. Okay, what's the devil come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, I mean, in the election, you can look at the election and you can see that the election's trying to be stolen, right? So, I mean, that's a sign that the devil's got his hand in. He's trying to steal. Okay, and here's the deal. It's not about whether there's enough evidence to sway the vote. It's about what's right or wrong. Now, let me go to put it in our perspective. Just like Bobby, she got a bad report. Well, she wasn't going to be moved by the evidence that was presented to her. She was only going to be moved by the truth. That's one reason we fight. We fight for the truth. And the Bible says in John 8:32, it says, "And you shall know the truth. And what will the truth do? Set you free." Okay. And that's why we fight. The devil comes to steal, then kill and destroy. And that's what's going on right now. All throughout, not just about the election, but all throughout the world. In everybody's life, the devil is trying to steal. And so, like I wrote down here, I'm not just talking about Trump and Biden. I'm talking about America. One nation under God whose money has printed on it, "In God we trust." Okay? What have we heard for not just here recently, but for years, they've been trying to take "In God we trust" off our currency. They've been trying to take one nation under God out of the left or the Democratic Party don't even want God in their platform. I think God was mentioned 3 times in their platform, and the LBG, whatever it is, was mentioned 30 sometimes, or a bunch more. Okay? So what are we fighting for? Why do we not give up? Why are we not giving up? We're fighting about what God has spoken over this nation. We're fighting for the gospel to come out of this nation and to go into all the world, like what our forefathers believed in by faith before, you know, as this country was established. Now, here's the thing. We are tied to our forefathers from 1776. And we have a part of fulfilling what their vision was for this nation. For example, this church was established in like 1975, something like that. Now, you are in this church right now to help fulfill the vision that God had for this church in 1975. And it's just like, I don't know if it's Terry or Larry or what. God has called each one of us for a special reason. Like I said last week, there's people who couldn't receive nothing from me. But there's people that can't receive anything from somebody except from somebody like me. See what I'm saying? God uses us all of us. And it's, like he said, he uses the simple to confound the wise. Okay? So don't ever let the devil sell you short. Don't ever let the devil say there's nothing that I can do to help fulfill the gospel. Because there is. And it goes along with what Larry was saying about giving. We got to give ourselves to it. Okay? 1 Timothy 6:12. Have you got that? And it'll be in the Passion Translation, Jake. You got that? Terry, can you read that? Okay, think about this. If America was to lose the fight, what we're in right now, Israel wouldn't have anyone in their corner. Yeah, God, there's two nations that have God made Israel as His own people. America was created to worship God. And to worship God freely. What are they trying to steal? Our religious freedom. That's really what it's all about. It's about shutting the mouth of the church. I mean, you can look at the left and what they're doing. I mean, they're trying to shut the mouth of the church. And here's the thing about it. We'll go back to that agnostic. What is it, Larry? Yeah, them ignorant people don't understand what they're doing. They're allowing the devil to work through them. You know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, why has America's economy come back in just this last 4 years? Is it because we had such a great president? No. It's because he honored Israel. The Bible says, in Genesis 12:3, it says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. Who treat you with contempt. All families of the earth will be blessed through you, through Israel. So as long as we are honoring Israel, there's going to be a blessing. And as long as we're honoring godly values, there'll be a blessing on America. I mean, just think about it. Why was the economy, what was gas when Obama was in $4 a gallon? Well, why was that? Because he was so blatantly against Israel. He was so blatantly for gay rights, for abortion. That was against everything God speaks about. There's that ignorant again. I mean, Ray Charles can see that. I mean, but here's what we got to do. We have got to stand by Israel, and we've got to do what God called us to do. And we can't be passive. But I'm not talking about beating people over the head. But the thing about this, the church has sent out and allowed this to happen. We got to love everybody. Yeah, we do have to love everybody. But the thing about it is, because the church has had false grace or false humility, they've allowed the world to run over. The people of the world to run over. I'm like, well, you know, there's supposed to be separation of church and state. That's not what our forefathers said. Our forefathers said that it is hard to have a good, this is my translation, hard to have a good nation without godly people in it. Okay? So if we don't stand up and fight for what is right, and it's our right to worship God, it's our right to fight for Israel. If we don't fight for that, then it could be taken away. You know, It's, like I said earlier, it's Satan's goal. See, that Satan is the one working through what's going on. And it's Satan's goal to shut the mouth of the body of Christ. Because if he can shut them up, then he can run roughshod over this nation. And you know, what aggravates me so much is, you know, God doesn't do anything unless he reveals it to the prophets. And we've had so many prophecies talking about America will be saved. America's greatest hours are yet to come, okay? But there's so many people right now that have backed off of what the prophets say. And there's been prophets that's kind of crawfished. Well, maybe I didn't hear from God. Mm-mm. Do you think that God made a mistake? No. And some people, some religion will say, well, you know, God's a sovereign God. He can do whatever he wants. If he wants, maybe it's God's will that Biden and Harris and the left get in. And our presidents. And maybe he's wanting Trump not to be in to teach us a lesson. No. It's not God's will for someone to be in power who believes that it's all right to kill babies up to 9 months. It's not God's will for someone to be in power that even believes that after a baby's born, it's all right to kill them. No, that's not God's will. It's not God's will to make yourself be God and change what God's law said. God's law says marriage is between a man and a woman. The left says it can be between anybody. Man and man, woman and woman, man and dog, whatever you love, it's all right. That's really what the left says. I mean, you're laughing, but I mean, it's true. The left says if I love something, I can marry it. They're making themselves God. And here's the deal. I heard, it may have been Murillo that said it. If you got big God, you have little government. But if you think little of God, you have big government. I mean, it's just plain and simple. I mean, we don't fight nothing except what hasn't. It's spiritual battle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. So if we don't stand up for godly values, and we don't make a stand, there's a chance that it could be taken away. And you know, the thing about it is, what the left wants to do, what the devil wants to do, is control the church. The devil wants to be able to tell the church what they can teach and what they can't teach. They want to pervert the church. They want to say, okay, you have got it. It doesn't matter if you believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. If I get in office, you can't discriminate between homosexuals. Here's the deal. They'll call me a homophobe and everything. I ain't got nothing against a homosexual because I want to see them set free. I ain't got nothing against them except I want to see them set free of the lie that they bought. And see, we got... This is a fight for this nation to keep godly values. And if we don't fight, if we just sit down and don't do nothing, it can be taken away. And then go back again to where they said, well, you know, God's God. If he wants to do it, it don't matter if Obama's president or not. God can do whatever he wants to do. Well, that's right to a certain extent. But was it God's will for the children of Israel to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years? Why did they wander around in the desert for 40 years? Because of disobedience and unbelief. Because of an evil report. Jake, have you got Exodus 20:3 through 6? Keep going. Oh.
You must not make for yourself any idol of any kind or any image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship
That's you right there. And we're supposed to, God wants to lavish unfailing love on us. For how many? For 1,000 generations. So why do we fight? We fight to preserve godly values. We are the salt of the earth. What's salt do? Preserves. If you want to, the old timers would rub salt on their meat, put it in the smokehouse and smoke it to preserve it. I mean, why does the Bible talk about we're the salt and the light of the earth? Because he was talking to people who understood about preserving stuff and how light dispels darkness. And that's what the body of Christ has got to do. Just like Adam, when Adam was put on this earth, what was he put on this earth to do? He was put on this earth to attend to the garden. Attend to the earth. That's what we're put on this earth for. And that's what the devil has. The devil has tried to water down the body of Christ to the point that you can't tell the difference between the body of Christ and the people in the world. You know, there's a shirt that I seen. I told Terry, I said, I may have to get this shirt. It said, I'm willing to die for what I believe. Are you willing to die to try to take it away from me? That's the point we've got to be at. We've got to be willing to give our life for what we believe. I mean, that you say, talk about ISIS and the Muslims, that the Twin Towers. That's false religion. But they were willing to die for what they believe. And you know what? The body of Christ, a lot of them haven't been. You just think about in third world countries. Was it in Nigeria that where thousands and thousands of Christians have been murdered because of their belief? We don't think that could happen in America. But if we don't continue to pray and fight, we're not far from it. So it's our responsibility as the body of Christ. We're the army of Christ. And it's our place to fight for godly values. You know, it's like the Ministerial Alliance, whenever we help the kids in school supplies. Well, the first year they wouldn't let us hand out Gideon Bibles. I just made the comment, you know, if they don't want us to hand out Bibles, that's kind of like asking me to come and shoe a horse and not bring my horseshoeing tools. I'm not interested in helping them. You know what? The next year we were able to hand out Bibles. So we can make a difference. I mean, what Jesus did and what God did, he did so you and I can make a difference. One man made a difference. Jesus made a difference for the whole world to see. Okay? So we know that it's not God's will for ungodly leaders to be in power. We know, and like I say, we can put that in the next. We know it's not God's will. It wasn't God's will for Bobby to get the diagnosis and Bobby leave this earth early. Because God says, with long life I'll satisfy you. Okay? So here's the deal. What's the devil trying to do? He's trying to steal. There's nothing that is taken away from us that God's taken away from us. Except sin, sickness, and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? God's a good God, and he's good all the time. So here's what we need to do. What report are we going to believe? You know, whenever the children of Israel went and spied out the promised land, they sent 12 spies out. Only two came back with a good report. And the other 10 had an evil report. So if someone would say, well, maybe it's God's will for the left to be in charge, do you think the good report is going to continue to be told? Or do you think the evil report is going to filter throughout the nation? That's why we don't ever give up. And that's why we continue to fight. It's just like Joshua and Caleb. Whenever it was finally time for them to go into the promised land, Caleb said, give me that big mountain, the one with the biggest giants on it, because I'm just as able at 80 as I was at 40. See, our age doesn't limit us. What limits us? Our mind. So, you know, well, it looks hopeless. No, it doesn't. What are you looking at? You looking at what the media is telling you? Can't believe what they say anyway. That's why I said the other day, they're such liars, they can't even call their own dogs. But you can't believe what you see. You what you know, right? What's God's word said? America will be saved. America's power is yet to come. The third great awakening is here. What are you going to believe? We can take this land. Let's go take it. Or, well, it looks like we're losing. We're going to stay in the wilderness and roam around in the wilderness, or are we going to go to the promised land? See, we got the church, or not the church, the body of Christ has to change the way they think. Why does it hurt to lose? Because we were created to be victorious. Okay? Hebrews 3, 15 through 19. That's what we fight for. We fight. We believe what God's word says. I don't want to be disobedient. I don't want to die in the desert. I want to be like Joshua and Caleb. I don't care if I am 80 years old. God said this promised land was ours. I don't care how long it takes. God says America will be saved. Are you going to stand up or are you going to run backwards? So that's what the body of Christ. We can't be cowards. We can't care what anybody says about us. That's why a lot of the body of Christ is crawfishing, because they're so concerned about what people think. But I mean, did them people die for you? Did they send their son to take on his back and to be his body to be torn to shreds so you could be healed? Did they send their son to a cross with his blood and take all your sins so you could be the righteousness of God? Then why do we care what they say? So that's what Jesus did. I mean, that's why so many people don't receive their healing. It's because they haven't been taught that it's God's will that you be healed. They let that old religion, and I hate religion, they let that old religion get in their head. Well, I may not be worthy. Well, you know, God might put this on you to teach you a lesson. Well, that's a lie. Because God doesn't put anything on us to teach us a lesson, unless he's given us a blessing to teach us how good he is. That's the only thing God's going to put on us. So that's why we don't give up on his word. I mean, Joshua and Caleb, do you think that they had an opportunity to give up on his word? 40 years. They didn't. What did they do? Because they didn't turn loose of the vision that God gave them. I've given you this land. Joshua and Caleb, they kept seeing the big grapes and the fruit from the promised land. They didn't see the giants. They seen the giants as uncircumcised dogs. That's how we need to look at the devil. I mean, the devil's got no covenant. He's uncircumcised, and he's no more than a dog to the body of Christ. Jake, go to Psalms 106, 34 through 38. Polluted. I thought it said polluted, but it makes. Go ahead, keep going. They defiled themselves by their evil deeds and their love of idols. Their love of idols was adultery in the Lord's sight. That in 47 years of legal abortion, over 61 million babies have been put to death. See, Israel, we can look at America and we can look at Israel. When God told Israel to take the land, he told them to kill all of the enemy. So whenever the Christians took land, it wasn't for us to kill the enemies, but it was for us to overtake them. And for us to teach them the godly values. But what's the church done? They've sat on their hands. And you can go to some churches and they don't look a whole lot different than the world. I mean, if you've got a pastor, and I really blame a lot of what's going on in America for the pastors. Because if you've got pastors that are afraid to talk to their congregation about it's wrong to support abortion. It's wrong to support same-sex marriage. It's wrong to do this. Now, here's the thing. If someone's had an abortion, what the body of Christ is supposed to do is say, God's forgave you. You don't hold it against you. If you've repented, you're washed white as snow. Because Jesus took all those sins upon himself. Or someone that's been a homosexual or even in that homosexual lifestyle, the body of Christ has got to be ballsy enough to say, hey, that's not God's will for you. God wants you set free. And I remember what Jesse Duplantis said. There was a homosexual confronted him about something. And Jesse told him how wrong it was. And this homosexual said, well, you're supposed to love everybody. And Jesse said, I do love you. And that's the reason I love you enough to tell you the truth. Body of Christ walks around, people like they're on pins and needles. We're not to condemn it. What's the Bible say? They'll know us by our what? By our love. When we love, it's just like Ari and Quinn. It's just like all of our kids. Why do we correct them? Because we hate them? Because we love them. You know, we don't correct our kids to abuse them. We correct them because we love them and we want the very best for them. And that's what God does. You know, so that's why we don't give up. And that's why we don't quit fighting. We have an opportunity to overturn Roe versus Wade. Do you think that's worth fighting for? Do you think that's worth not giving up? Do you think it's impossible for God to reveal the lies and the deceptions that he's trying to steal this nation? If he parted the Red Sea, that's nothing to reveal what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. We fight for marriage between one man and one woman. We fight for our children. I mean, the left, like I say, if they get in, they're going to immediately overturn the abortion deal. If they can. Okay, they're going, I mean, the same-sex marriage, the left is what wrote that law. You know what I'm saying? And the prostituting of our young children. So let's look. Did I read Leviticus 21 through 8? Huh? We'll talk about that. That's what abortion, that's how against abortion God is. And also, if Biden gets in, the satanic worshipers have already got an agenda for him to follow. That's what's worth fighting for. We can't be passive. We've got to be passionate. Okay, go to Genesis 2:22-24. And this talks about marriage.
Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. At last, the man exclaimed, "This one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman because she was taken from the man." This explains why man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one.
God created man and woman. And he created them. That's another reason abortion is so against God's will, because God created man and woman. He said, you go forth and you be fruitful. And what the left wants to do is kill the fruit that God has made. That's another reason for us to fight and not give up. Okay, Jake, go to Matthew 8:10. Well, the left says if they get into, they're going to allow 8-year-olds to decide whether they want to be male or female. Well, you know, here comes my crudeness again. We're either pointers or setters. I mean, God didn't screw up. He made you. Well, it's true. He made you male or female. And here's the thing about it. They've tried to make themselves gods and say, it's your choice to choose. They're saying, God screwed up, and you should. God screwed up, He made you a man, and you should have been a woman. It's your choice to choose. There's that ignorance again. So here's the thing. That's why it's worth not giving up. That's why we have to fight. We have to fight for godly values. Right now, the left is just like Goliath. Everything they are allowing to come out of their mouth is a blaspheme to God. By gay right or same-sex marriage, by abortion, by the kid being able to choose. That's blaspheming God. That's going against everything that God's Word says. And here's what I pray. I pray that the Christians who cut covenant with that platform repent. I'm like God, I don't want to see anybody, be destroyed. But I mean, that's the ignorance. That thinking, well, if we get this in, I don't like Trump because of his tweets. Well, here's the truth about it. If he wasn't tweeting, the media is not going to tell you the truth anyway. So here's the thing. Are you going to be big enough to believe what God's Word says? Or are you going to cow down and allow people to run over you and believe what they tell you? Yeah. I mean, if I told you it's dark outside, and the sun's not coming up, and you looked outside, you say, well, it might look white. But CNN and Fox News says it's dark outside, so it must be dark. I mean, God gave us a mind, and we have the mind of Christ, and God gave us a mind to be led by His Spirit and to hear what the truth is. So what we need to look at, what the left is trying to do, they are coming at this nation with all sorts of lies. And they're telling us what they are going to do, just like Goliath told David and the nation of Israel, this is what I'm going to do. You send your mightiest warrior out, and he and all fight, and whoever wins, if you win, we'll be your slaves. And if I win, you'll be our slaves. There's no difference what's going on right now. And it's time that the body of Christ stands up and says, well, you uncircumcised dog, you come at me with all these threats and all these lies and telling me that you're going to kill me, you're going to shut down my church, and we're not going to be able to worship God the way we want to. We can't worship freely, and we're going to have to allow abortion to be run rampant in this nation. We're going to have to allow homosexuals in our church and give them leadership roles. That's why I say, you uncircumcised dog, I'll cut your head off. Or as Ari would say, I'll cut her head off and I'll feed you to the fowl of the earth. That's what the body of Christ needs to do. We got to stand up, because if you don't fight for something, you'll fall for everything. So, what we stand on is what God's Word says. We need to keep in mind that the left, in God's eyes, are without covenant, because they're going against the godly covenant. Now, here's the deal. If you want to, you can look throughout throughout history. Godly leaders, America's blessed. Ungodly leaders, America's cursed. That's why the Bible says, I set heaven and earth before you this day. You choose. You choose. Well, you choose. Life or death. Blessing or cursing. And God, for the ignorant people, God says, choose life. So that you and your sons may live, or children may live. So, Jake, go to 2 Corinthians 10:4, and this is what we need to keep in mind. Yeah, like I say, I don't hate anybody. But what I do hate is the lies from the devil. What I do hate is him trying to take over and steal. You know, here's the deal about the way I look at it. There's right and there's wrong. You know, God's word don't change. And that's what we need to keep in mind. There's right and there's wrong. And like it or not, the left's wrong. Now, here's the thing. There's good people on the left just as well as there's bad people on the right. It's not Republican really in Democrat. It's good versus evil. And that's the thing. We choose. And that's why every time that if you turn on the news and you hear a bad report, what do you need to do? Talk back to the TV. Yeah. Or turn it off. Turn it off and talk back to it. Because here's the thing. What we've been talking about on Wednesday night, it's our words. You're created in the image of God. And God's word had creative power in it, right? When he said, light be, what was it? Light was. So what you say has got creative power in your life too. What you say and what the body of Christ says has creative power in this nation. So, don't give up. We fight for the truth. The truth is God's word. We fight for every promise that God has made. That's health. That's prosperity. That is setting the captives free. That's not just being saved so that when we die we'll go to heaven. That is, we fight for every promise that God's made. And the Bible says in John 8:32, it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Like I say, I'm not just talking about Trump and Biden. I'm talking about America. I'm talking about one nation under God. I'm talking about what God has spoken over this nation from its start. That the gospel goes out from this nation like no other nation. America was established to evangelize the world. That's why whenever you watch like the Dutch Sheets deal and you see the comments, there's people praying for the United States of America all over the world. They know how important America is. Because you know what? Here's the deal. If we lose America, we can't get on a ship and sail anyplace else. So we got to fight for it. We got to stand our ground, and we can't be concerned about what people are going to think of us. So, God's will for this nation is not to turn away from God. God's will for this nation is the third great awakening. And His power and His glory to be seen throughout this nation. Remember, I don't know if you remember here, maybe in a month ago when we was worshiping, and it may have been even on Sunday night prayer when we was praying, And I was praying, and I said, I can just see, looks like little fires starting up all over. I can't remember if that was Sunday night. Well, that's what the body of Christ does. This is not the only body of Christ that is defiant to what the government says. There's bodies all over this nation. And if you can see in the spiritual realm, you can see those fires all over this nation. And as those fires are started, and we allow God to continue to work, and we'll see His glory. That's why it's so important, like Larry was talking about, to keep strife out. Because the devil knows if he can get strife in, it's kind of like throwing water on a fire. But we're not going to throw water, we're going to throw gasoline. So that's what you need to remember. 1 Timothy 6:12 in the Passion. You got that, Jake? That's what the body of Christ is supposed to do. Supposed to make the sinners jealous of the goodness of our God. And the Bible says when God comes back, will He find any with faith? Well, He will hear. So, think about this. You're put here for a reason. And you can make a difference. So, we'll take communion. Jake, is he downstairs? Yeah, I guess he is. Sean, if you and... Jake, I see. Never mind. Jake, why don't you and Larry come up here? Sean's got the paper. We'll take up communion. And here's what I want you to remember. As we take up communion, the Bible says, as often as you do this, do this in remembrance of me. And I want to talk about remembrance. Go ahead and pass it out. And hold on before you take it. But whenever God said He remembered Hannah, and she became pregnant. You know, He remembered Elizabeth, and she became pregnant. So what we need to remember is what Jesus did for us. And whenever we remember, that brings the same power back to us. Whenever we look at that cracker that represents His body broken for us, and we remember, by His stripes we are healed, that brings that same power to heal our body as it did when Jesus took those stripes. Because as far as God's concerned, we were healed over 2,000 years ago. So whenever we take the cracker that represents His body, we're partaking of our healing. We're partaking of sound mind. We're partaking of fullness of the blessing of God. And whenever we take of the juice, which represents His blood, when God looks at us as Christians, He looks at us as if sin never happened to us. We've never sinned. That's how God sees us. So, whenever we get everything, we'll take the communion. So, just while you're sitting there, just take that cracker and just hold it and look at it. And think about how that represents Jesus' body broken for you. This may seem like just a cracker. But what this represents is the Son of God saying, Dad, I'll go down there and I'll allow my body to be beaten and broken for healing for every person on the face of the earth. I will allow my body to be crucified and take every sin that man ever did or ever will do, so that this people who do this in remembrance of me are white as snow. So when you take this cracker, you take your healing, you take every bit of your salvation, whatever you're believing for, you're partaking. This represents the body of Jesus. So when you take it, take the fullness of it. That's why it says, eat ye, take ye all of it. So go ahead and take. And you know, whenever you take this grape juice, which represents the blood of Jesus, the blood that he shed it for you. And he would have shed that blood if you were the only one on the face of the earth. That's how much God loves you, that he did it for you. The devil always tries to remind us of our past and our shortcomings. But just remember, God says, you were worth me sending my son to die, to be beaten, to be bruised for you. I don't desire any bad thing on you, but I desire every good thing for you. So as you take this, just thank him that you are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Jesus, God don't see Jesus any different than he sees you. You are a joint heir with Christ Jesus. So go ahead and take it. Well, Father, I just thank you for each and every one here. Father, I pronounce a blessing over each and every one of them. Father, I thank you that health and healing is flowing to every cell in everybody here. Satan, we know that you are the thief and you come to steal, kill, and destroy. We also know that we've been given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And we bind sickness and disease off this body. We bind lack, and Father, we lose health and healing. We lose prosperity. We lose relationships like we could only imagine would happen in heaven. And Father, I thank you that the favor of God goes before each and every one of these people here throughout this week. And Father, I thank you for the testimonies that you provide next week in Jesus' name.